Welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness Podcast, where motherhood and wellness meet faith, presence, and honest conversations. From Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, we unpack the real work of motherhood beyond the highlight reels. I'm your host, Dre Williams, writer, founder of Navigating Postpartum Wellness Media, and a mom of two. This space is for every mom who's carrying the weight of expectations but choosing to build softer, sustainable rhythms of wellness. Together, we'll talk about the inner work, breaking cycles, finding balance, and leaning into God's vision for your life. Because you're not just raising kids, you're raising the standard of living. If you have ever felt overwhelmed but deeply called to more, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life Unfiltered. I want to start today with a really simple question, and I don't want you to rush past it. When was the last time you did something you actually enjoyed? Not something productive, not something for your kids, not something that checks the box. I mean, when was the last time you took a bath or went for a walk without rushing back, read a book just because you wanted to, or watched a show without folding laundry at the same time? I know I'm guilty of that. And if you could do one of these things right now, would you? I ask this because I genuinely want to know, how are you doing? How's your mental health right now? How's your body feeling? How are your dreams doing, the ones that exist outside of being a mom? Because motherhood has a way of making us disappear slowly if we allow it, or if we're not paying attention and going through the motions. I know as moms, most days are full. There are seasons where you're parenting more than anything else. There are seasons where rest feels unrealistic. But even in those seasons, I still want to ask, are you taking care of yourself? Are you eating real meals? Are you resting at least a little? Because let's talk about it. Something real. Stress eating. Because stress eating is not a character flaw, it's biology. Research shows that when cortisol, your stress hormone, is high, your body looks for relief, something to calm the nervous system down. And that relief can look like food, sugar, alcohol, overworking, doom scrolling, even excess exercise for some people. Your body isn't trying to sabotage you, it's trying to survive. I know for me, some days when my stress level feels high, like the cortisol, I'm like, I need either caffeine or some sugar, sometimes combine it and help me push through the day, which I've been working on. It's not perfect, but I'm making progress and I'm aware of it. But it's also, too, something I'm working on. And for a lot of moms, high cortisol comes from lack of sleep, constant mental load, emotional labor, being on all day, never fully shutting off. Because sometimes you're like, okay, maybe if I have this snack, I'll feel better and I can calm down, right? And it's not because you're lazy, it's because your nervous system is tired. So if you notice weight changes, exhaustion, cravings, or just feeling off, it's because your nervous system is tired. And I'll be honest with you, as much as I want to work out consistently right now, I have not been. And I'm seeing the effects of that, you know, through weight gain, just being more tired, like not having as much energy. But I also know why. My sleep hasn't been consistent. Stress has been higher, and my body has been in a different season. And instead of shaming myself, I'm choosing to name it. But I also know the truth. This is not permanent. There will be a season where movement feels peaceful again, where workouts aren't interrupted, or where I don't have to wake up early or squeeze it in. I remember a year or two ago talking about wanting to try the 5 a.m. club. And let me tell you, it did not work out. And I think I came back and told you all that as well. Because I'm learning, I'm not a morning person, and if I'm not getting consistent sleep through the night, I'm definitely not waking up at 5 a.m. If I put my kids to sleep, and they're waking me up, coming back into our room, and we're putting them back in their bed, I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. And if you have kids that sleep through the night, kudos to you, because I'm not there yet, but it's okay. I'm trying to get there. You know, my kids are strong-willed, but I still love them dearly. So, that's my honesty, you know. I used to be a bubbly morning person. Now I just need some quiet time, a little bit of caffeine, and my brain to warm up slowly. I just don't want to jump into the day. And that's the season I'm in, and that's okay. That's what I really want you to hear. Your current season is not a life sentence. Just because something feels hard now doesn't mean it's always going to be hard. Just because you're tired now doesn't mean you'll never feel energized again. Just because your habits look messy right now doesn't mean you fail. Because guess what? seasons pass. There are seasons for rest, seasons for rebuilding, seasons for momentum. And giving yourself grace in the middle of it is not giving up, it's wisdom. Sometimes when I'm frustrated, I look towards like, okay, I won't always have meltdowns I have to deal with. I won't always be awakening in the middle of the night. It's just a season I'm in and I have to find the glimmers in it. So instead of asking yourself, what am I doing wrong? Try asking, what does my body need right now? Where can I soften instead of push? What's one small thing I can do for myself this week? Not a full overhaul, not a 30-day challenge, just one thing. Is it a walk? Even though it's a little cold where I am, I don't know where you are, but it's cold outside. So even if you want to do an indoor treadmill walk or going to bed early or taking a glass of water before coffee, put you some electrolytes in it, 10 minutes of quiet or one meal that actually nourishes you. And sometimes you can make you a little charcuterie board, make you have some veggies on it, some fruit, a protein, a carb. And look, you got a quick meal, right? But small things regulate the nervous system. And regulated moms make better decisions. Not perfect ones, but healthier ones. So for me personally, something I've been picking up, I've been listening to some classical music because it helps you regulate your nervous system. I've been drinking water more, especially with my little electrolytes from Transparent Labs. Love them. Those are my favorite. And my kids love them, which makes them drink a lot of water. But yeah, so I've been finding little things, breathing more, asking for help. Like, I'm telling my husband, like, yeah, can you get them for a few minutes? Because I just want to be, I don't want to parent right now. And he'd be like, I got you. And they'll go find something to do while I regulate myself. And that's what's been helping me in this season. But if you've been feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or disconnected from yourself, I want you to know you're human, you're tired, and you're still worthy of care. This year, I don't want you to carry habits that are quietly draining you. I want you to notice them with compassion, not shame. Give yourself grace, trust the season, and remember you're allowed to enjoy your life while being a mom. And before you go, I want to leave you with this. What's one thing you can do this week that's just for you? Not for productivity, not for anyone else, just for you. And if this episode resonated, share it with another mom who might need this reminder as well. We'll talk soon. Thanks for spending time with me on Navigating Postpartum Wellness. If this episode spoke to you, I'd love for you to leave a review and check out the resources linked in the show notes, from quick wellness guides to my membership community, the Aligned Mama Collective, or better yet, come join me inside the Aligned Mama Collective, a space where moms like you are choosing faith, rest, and presence over hustle. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a new conversation. And if this episode encouraged you, share it with a friend who might need it too. I'll see you next time.